Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Hundreds of parents and students are protesting outside the Tennessee State Capitol today. They've been there for hours demanding stronger gun laws after six people were gunned down this week at a school in Nashville. Police also released some of the 911 calls from the massacre.
Is that at Covenant School?
Yes, I think we hear gunshots.
Okay.
You can hear callers crying and begging for help in hushed voices. The Army's confirmed 9 soldiers died in a Black Hawk helicopter crash last night in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear.
Today is a tough and a tragic day for Kentucky, for the Fort Campbell, and for the 101st.
The chopper crashed during a late-night training session. The White House is responding to the arrest of an American journalist in Russia. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
A White House statement expresses the administration's deep concerns about Evan Gershkovich's arrest, adding, quote, "The targeting of American citizens by the Russian government is unacceptable." The Wall Street Journal vehemently denies Moscow's allegation that its correspondent was spying at the behest of the U.S. government. The reporter's last byline appeared in the paper this week under the headline, "Russia's economy is starting to come undone."
One of the highest-profile defendants in the January 6th Capitol attack just caught a bit of a break. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
Jacob Chansley, the so-called QAnon shaman, known for wearing animal fur and horns while at the Capitol on January 6th, has been released to a halfway house in the Phoenix area. He was sentenced to 41 months, more than 3 years in prison for his role in the Capitol attack. But the Bureau of Prisons says federal inmates can earn good time credit and earlier release.
Happy opening day, baseball fans.
Opening day at Yankee Stadium.
First pitch
featured the New York Yankees and the San Francisco Giants. And it didn't take long for last year's home run king, Yankee Aaron Judge, to show his power.
And that one is gone! Well, the question was, what could he do for an encore?
The call on the MLB Network, Judge's home run put the Yankees on top. Every team will play on opening day for the first time since 1968. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
50 years after her capture, efforts are now underway to free Lolita. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay wants her released.
I know Lolita wants to get to free waters. I don't care what anyone says. She wants, she's lived this long to have this opportunity.
Lolita's believed to be about 57, making her the oldest killer whale in captivity. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 113 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or Staples Connect.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mapnair. Here's what you need to know. A proposed bill would give grant money to state gun stores to increase mental health awareness. The proposal by two state Republican lawmakers would help provide training to gun store staff to recognize a person in crisis. It also provides money to set up temporary gun storage programs at shops where people could voluntarily keep their firearms if they're in a mental health crisis. Gun store owners, though, say the bill would have to be very clear on how surrendered guns can be reobtained once the owners recover. Wisconsin's annual winter moratorium, which prevents utility customers from getting cut off from their service, ends on April 15th. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin and the Department of Administration say that for people still struggling to keep the heat on, they should apply to the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program that helps eligible households with their heating and electric bills. I'm Jane Mapnair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a fire, wings, black in the sky, and, the wings, and Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. We are the Iron Claw. Hey! It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Before I get to our first topic, I want to remind everybody, one of the most important elections I can remember in a long time is coming up next Tuesday, April 4th. What, 5 days away? 5 days away, April 4th. You have today, tomorrow, and I think in most jurisdictions, Saturday, to do early in-person voting. So check it out. Although I think early in-person voting, certainly in Milwaukee, ends at about 3 p.m., so don't dilly-dally, get down there. And if for some reason you can't get down for early in-person voting, Monday, make a plan. If you have child care issues, if you have work issues, whatever it is, figure out a way to get down there and vote. This is a very, very, very important election. Whoever wins this is going to determine the balance of the Supreme Court for 10 more years into the next election. There's a 10-year seat. We've already been gerrymandered now since Walker got in 2010. So we've been gerrymandered over a decade. If something doesn't change, we'll be gerrymandered for 2 decades till 2030. And then that legislature will continue to gerrymander itself forever. Janet Protasiewicz against Daniel Kelly. Janet Protasiewicz will get rid of gerrymandering. She has pledged to certify whoever wins the 2024 election in Wisconsin, regardless of her preference. Daniel Kelly has said he will not end gerrymandering. He's come right out and said it. He wasn't even ambiguous. And he says, well, I'm not going to tell you who I'd certify. Even when he's asked, well, would you certify the guy who wins, the woman who wins, the man who wins? I'm not saying. This is the guy that went around the state with Gableman making false claims of fraud. And this is the guy who has paid just under $120,000 by the Republican Party to gin up the false elector deal. You know how he's going to vote. He'll vote for the Republican no matter what. Vote for the Republican no matter what, so at least gets thrown into the House of Representatives. One fact that's come out, you've seen in these last couple of days some very, very ugly ads about people who were victimized by criminals, and the case was assigned to Janet Protasiewicz. They are lies. Let me tell you why they're being done now and why I say they're lies. They're being done now. They weren't done 2 weeks ago. They weren't done before that to this degree of severity. Because when you put on an ad that's false, or where the victim has asked you not to put it on because it is false, there's no time to run in for an injunction. The die is cast. And they worry about sorting it out afterwards. Here's why it's a lie. There's one, at least one, several where the victims were contacted by the Kelly campaign. And they said specifically, the victims, don't drag me into this. You're wrong. And one of them, they said, with Judge Janet Protasiewicz, she's great. And I deferred to her as to what kind of sentence. But what they do is they run the ad anyway, lying about it with very vague words, like she let him go without saying at all how much prison time he got. And then they'll say, and this is a trained actress. This is not the victim reading from the victim impact statement. I feel afraid, blah, blah, blah. This is fraud. This is fraud. The essence of the modern Republican Party, not people like Liz Cheney, not people like Adam Kinzinger, but the people who are increasingly dominated on the MAGA right, is fraud. It's flat out saying things that aren't true. And that's what's happened in Kelly's ads. So when you see these ads, put them aside. Tell your friends to put them aside. Get out and vote. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Very, very important. All right, I want to get to a subject that has really been bugging me, and maybe it's been bugging you. When is Donald Trump going to be criminally prosecuted for the string of crimes he's committed? There's all this puffery. Oh, there's somebody that testified in front of the grand jury in New York, where Jack Smith, the special counsel, has now gotten Pence to testify. And it's always, okay, I get it. So he'll be indicted tomorrow. Well, no. Let me give you my suspicion, and let me give you the current update on the three criminal prosecutions. And by that, I mean New York, Alvin Bragg over the hush money to the porn actress, Fannie Willis in Atlanta for extorting Brad Raffensperger, and Jack Smith for his taking classified documents, not inadvertently like Pence and Biden, because they were mixed in with other documents and they gladly returned them, but documents having to do with the nuclear capability of some countries, other truly top secret documents that he lied about, and then he flew up to Bedminster and he's hidden, and the government says that he still has them. And also about ginning up the January 6th insurrection. Here's a quick status report. With Alvin Bragg in New York, the grand jury now is not going to be coming back in to even consider Trump's case for a while. Why do I say that? Didn't Trump say he'd be arrested last Tuesday? He did, because he raised over $1 million by saying that. He hadn't been told that, and he knew it wasn't true. The reason that the grand jury is not coming back is in observance of various religious holidays, which are a number of them are recognized in New York. So, for instance, coming up is Easter week. Then there'll be Passover. And then in New York, they'll observe Ramadan. It may be the end of April before this grand jury comes back. We are now at the end of March. The first debate in the presidential election and the primary for the Republicans is August in Milwaukee, believe it or not, in Milwaukee, because they have a party rule. It's not a legal rule, a party rule that says that wherever the convention will be, that's where the first debate will be. Convention's in Milwaukee next July, year from July, so the first debate will be in August. You know, at some point, what are you going to do? Send the cops to the debate and drag them off the stage in handcuffs? You know you're not going to do that. I am deeply suspicious of Alvin Bragg. I got to tell you, and I've said it before, Alvin Bragg, they were ready to prosecute him when he was first elected, and he stopped it when two of the most experienced prosecutors in New York wanted to do it. They had the case prepared, and they quit. He felt a lot of heat. People said he was on the take, who got to him. So now he's gone through this elaborate striptease, is all it is. And I do not see him ultimately indicting Donald Trump. Why do I say that? You don't need a grand jury to charge somebody with a misdemeanor. I mean, how many misdemeanors do you think are committed in New York every day? You think there was a grand jury for everyone and this elaborate striptease? No, there was not. Same with felonies. He is doing it for cover. Okay, it was a former president. But I don't think he has any intention of prosecuting him. Trump. And quite frankly, there's an old adage that the prosecutor could indict a ham sandwich. All you got to do is get up in front of the grand jury, say, I want to indict this guy. Here's the evidence, and you don't have to give exculpatory evidence. This guy is dragging it out. Jack Smith seems like a good man. Garland turned tail, dumped it over on another guy. Garland's still Garland's department, and he's going through it deliberately, reexamining facts that have been established for a year and a half. How much more evidence do you need? How much more evidence do you have Trump on videotape, urging them to go up the Capitol and threatening Mike Pence? You have Trump saying through his lawyers under oath that he's turned over all the documents, and he didn't. With Fannie Willis, I think she's magnificent. I don't know if you knew this. A judge has ordered her to write a brief by the beginning of May, so that's a whole month, why he shouldn't grant Donald Trump's recent motion, which, stand by, you will not believe it, is that Fannie Willis should destroy all testimony in front of that grand jury, destroy the grand jury recommendation, and issue an injunction against Fannie Willis, not to further prosecute or even investigate Trump. And this clown judge in Georgia, state judge, you should write a brief about that, maybe May. Hey, judge, clown judge. I get a motion like that from the guy who is the object of the grand jury, from the grand jury saying that we recommended a number of indictments, and you want to drag this out some more and enjoin the prosecutor from even further investigating Trump? What is going on here? Are you somehow in league with Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the black ops judge down in Florida, who almost single-handedly stopped the investigation into Trump over his stealing top secret documents till it wound its way up to the Supreme Court through the Court of Appeals, and then she was yanked away? But what she did is she stuck a spoke in the wheels for months. You know, Shakespeare has a line in his famous Hamlet soliloquy, to be or not to be, the things that were bothering Hamlet, and one of them is the law's delay. A lot of people think, probably did, that Shakespeare, even though he didn't go to college, he had a grade school education that was as good as a high school education, that he probably worked as a clerk in a law office, so he learned a little about this. The law's delay is one thing, but having judge stick a spoke in the wheels of justice is an entirely different thing. We've had no state attorney general anywhere in the country indict any of the fake electors who sent in false certifications that they were the electors to the U.S. Senate. Nothing is happening. And the more Trump gets into the weeds of the presidential primary, the more difficult it gets. Keep this in mind as we talk about this going forward. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back in.
Gotta cut you down. Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 38, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, 63, overcast. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night, lows around 32, cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. They're all loaded up. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. First in order, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind?
Hi. Thanks very much, Matt. I wanted to return to the subject that you started at the head of the show, which was the analysis of an ad done by Dan Kelly's crew in reference to the Supreme Court race that had included an actress reciting lines that apparently were that were tied to a woman who had suffered through a rape, and yet she believed in restorative justice and was pronounced herself satisfied with the sentence that Judge Cota Sawich handed down in the sentencing of this woman's rapist. And within it, you said this is evidence of fraud, and I'd love you to expand on that. And I'm also just, I don't know, and maybe you can tell me as a lawyer, what is the redress that this woman has? This is, she was called by, as I understand it, the Dan Kelly folks, and said, I don't want to be a part of this. So they go ahead and hire an actress to read her words. Is that right? What's your redress to that? What can she say or do in order to, I mean, it seems like she's suffering another assault by having her story put out in a way that she doesn't want all across the state, and it seems like it's an intrusion, and it seems like it should be actionable, but I don't know. Can you talk a little bit more about that, Matt? Thank you very much.
Sure, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, excellent point. And here's the deal. There's a difference between the legal right and the pain and the shame and all of that that goes with trying to enforce the right. Here's the legal right. They called her up. They said, we want to make an issue of a campaign ad of your rape, and we want to then blast Janet Protasiewicz about it. And then she said, Janet Protasiewicz is terrific. She did exactly what I asked her to do. And no, you do not have my permission. They went ahead and did it anyway. And there's a thing called a victim impact statement. When you sentence someone, first of all, there's called a pretrial sentence report, which means law enforcement and mental health people get to weigh in. Then secondly, you hear from the victim, and she can do it verbally or in writing or both. And this victim filed something in writing. And she said and anybody would after they were subjected to that. I'm afraid now when he gets out, I don't know where he's going to be. In effect, the rest of your life, you go down the street looking. And that was an actress reading it. It was not the woman herself, but the average person seeing it thinks it's the woman herself. And you have a professional actress doing it. Now, the odds of that woman who was raped actually bringing suit, hiring a lawyer on a contingent fee to try to get damages, the defense will be, well, we are reading from a court document, and we didn't say that she did anything wrong. And if anybody should come after us, it's Janet Protasiewicz for lying about that somehow she did something that the victim didn't want. Janet Protasiewicz has threatened to bring criminal action. I should say, not criminal, a libel action about a week ago for an ad that they were running. But you don't have time to do that before the election. And I do not think a woman who's been sexually assaulted like that, frankly, is going to go to that extent. I think Janet Protasiewicz is going to win. I do remember that when Ed Garvey lost the Senate race to Kasten in 1986, Karl Rove was Kasten's advisor, and they libeled Garvey. They said he stole money from the Players Union, and he hadn't. And then Garvey did sue them afterwards. But here's the problem. You can't get that done before next Tuesday. Excellent call. Thank you. Going back to the lines, they're filling up. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Well, I got two things to say. One of them is about Kelly and his week on crime ads. First of all, Kelly never sentenced anybody for a criminal act that I could find in his entire career. And secondly, in terms of victims' rights, he was representing, and I'm not saying these people don't have a legal right for representation, but Kelly was actually representing people trying to defend them and lessen the rights of the victim. So, you know, somebody should really point that out. The other thing I have to say has to do with this idiocy in Georgia. This judge has obviously taken a page out of the book of the Wisconsin State Legislature, and when after Walker unlawfully coordinated with outside groups on his campaigning and did other things, they entirely voted to destroy all the evidence and stop all the investigations, and then even made it legal afterwards, which fortunately this judge can't do. These Republicans are just a real piece of work. I just, you know, it just, this is fascism at its best or worst.
Right. Yeah, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. And the fact is that they're asking the same thing in Georgia. They want Fannie Willis to destroy the transcripts and to either agree or be enjoined not to investigate Trump anymore. And they're taking that even seriously in Georgia. Thanks a lot. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. We have a little over a minute before the break. What's in your mind, Andy?
Well, Matt, the ads seem to be getting nastier and nastier about Janet, Judge Janet and so forth, but we knew that was going to happen, and so that's the way it goes. My other question is Gymnasium Jim and the Congress, how can they force the New York district attorney to turn over the stuff of the grand jury over to them? It's right. Just, you know, I mean, it's ludicrous for them to try to divulge what it is so they can, you know, tell Trump or hassle somebody about it. I mean, they're just pulling all the stops out, man. I don't know.
Right. Right. Well, Andy, the short answer is, yeah, they can't. Unfortunately, Brian Style of Janesville is in on that. I've got to go to a break and I'll respond more. There are other callers. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's Choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police have released 911 calls from the Covenant School shooting where six people were killed this week. We warn you, this could be disturbing.
He's currently in the second grade hallway, second grade stairs. Why did camouflage get a vest on and a assault rifle?
The Army says nine soldiers died in a crash between two Black Hawk helicopters last night near Fort Campbell. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
The nine individuals we lost are children of God.
They will be mourned and missed by their families, by their communities.
The U.S. confirms Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz has been arrested for espionage in Russia. Former CBS Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
There is zero reason at all to think that Gershkovitz is actually guilty of espionage. He's a longtime journalist who seemed to be doing his job of gathering news, which is a threat to Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The cost of Wisconsin State Supreme Court race is now three times the previous national record. A review by WisPolitics.com finds spending on the race adding up to about $45 million. Political insiders say the real price is probably even higher when you figure in online and social media ads that aren't reported to the state and are tough to track. There's an arrest in the case of an anti-abortion group office bombing in Madison last year. Nobody was hurt, but there was a lot of damage. The federal prosecutor's office says a 29-year-old Madison man was arrested at the airport in Boston Tuesday. He was planning to fly to Guatemala. In sports, it's baseball's opening day. The Brewers play the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. Tonight, the Bucks host Boston in a game with big playoff seeding implications. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse Record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. We are the Iron Plow. Hey! It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We got married in a fever. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. We start with Wisco Paul in order. My friend, thanks for calling us from my day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. A couple of good calls there from Joe and Jack. So I'll just leave it with this. Dark money is awful and needs to stop. I don't know how they're going to do that. Milwaukee County, or Milwaukee itself, turns out to vote Janet will win, and that'd be a step in the right direction. And your other subject there, Merrick Garland needs to step up to the plate, and so should Josh Call. The fake electors and all these people are just walking away with nothing, and that's not a good thing. So thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, excellent call, Paul. Thank you. We're going to Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Karina?
Well, you know what? I picked up the ballot today to just figure it out. What is it there? Because there's always some extra things. All of a sudden, nobody talks about it. And I know it's probably not part of your program, but for me personally, and I believe for many people who is planning on early voting or on time voting, that will be a surprise because there are several questions on the ballot which I have no clue. I read over and over and over, and I really cannot understand what are they asking me because I can't answer yes or no. Really, I can't. It's just like the first question, which I most understand out of it, is that about that if there is an adult, childless adult, and do not have a work, should be offered a help, a government help, and not made go look for a job. This is ridiculous. That adult can be disabled with a four-stage kidney failure. I mean, adult, workless, childless adult, what are we? This is just like so flat out wrong altogether. But I really want to, if I'm saying yay or nay, I really want to know what they're talking about. And if you have an ability to go over a couple of those options, I would really appreciate it.
Thank you, Karina. Excellent question. And just for everybody's edification, Karina is referring to the various questions, the referenda on the ballot. And there will be some that are in some counties and not others. There are some that are statewide and are in every county. So I'm going to start with two that are statewide, actually three that are statewide in every county. One of them is what Karina just said. The Republicans put it up. And Karina, just so you know, these referenda, and one of them is a constitutional amendment, all they have to do is pass the legislature, and Evers can't veto it. The governor can't veto it. So these are deliberately put on there statewide by Republicans. And okay, you can say, well, then I still want to read them, and I agree. But the one about working, they wanted to get their base very angry, so they'd come out and vote for Kelly. So what they basically said is, should people who get public assistance be required to work? I mean, it's longer than that, but that's basically what they're saying. What they don't tell you is this. First of all, there is a work requirement for some kinds of assistance. And if you get unemployment compensation, you're required to sign up and look for a job. But the federal government has said you cannot put a work requirement in for Medicaid, Badger Care. You cannot do that by law as federal. And you can't do it for food stamps. And there's a different name for food stamps now. Why is that? Well, you could have a, like you say, someone is disabled, someone who's very elderly, somebody, say a woman has two children and no child care, and you tell her what, you're not going to get food for your children and you? Because what? Because you don't go out and work and leave them alone? Hey, this thing is a fraud. That question, do not say yes on that one. I would say no. I would say no. There are a couple of referenda on bail. One of them basically is about if somebody's going to do some harm, can they give a big bail? And they already do. I've talked to people who set bail. Sometimes they set million-dollar bails in Milwaukee County. Why? Because sometimes there are people who try to kill their girlfriend or their wife, and they say they're going to do it, and the judge says, okay, million-dollar bail, just so you don't get out. It is not a good referendum. I would vote against any of those simply because the Republican Party put them on to gin up their base. Now, do we need bail reform in this state? Sure, but it should be done through the legislature with an opportunity for Evers to veto it or comment on it. I like the federal system, where if you're really dangerous, say you're a terrorist or a Russian or a Chinese spy, or you're a hitman for the cartel, you don't get bail. You have to stay in jail till the trial. That's what I like. So this is all a fraud. Now, Karina, if you're in Milwaukee, the Democratic Party put a Milwaukee-only referendum on there. that said, basically, it says we're going to restore Roe v. Wade. And that one, I think, is a good one, because right now, that 1849 statute is driving OBGYN doctors out of the state. They can get prosecuted. So it's very complicated. But the final advice I'll give everybody is, if you don't understand a referendum, and many people don't, then I wouldn't vote for it. I would not vote for any referendum I didn't understand. Excellent call, Karina. Thank you very much. I want to go back to Russia and Ukraine and what's going on over there. Russia announced yesterday that they have decided to violate the START Treaty, the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty that was negotiated and goes for a couple more years, that limits the United States and Russia to 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads apiece and requires us to give information and verification to each other. We do to them too, about our capability. And also, if you're going to do a test, if you're going to fire off a rocket, let the other country know, because we don't want miscommunications. We don't want misunderstandings that can trigger a war. Putin, the genocidal sadist Putin, has said he's walking away from it. He's not going to do that, not going to let us verify, and not going to let us know. So Biden had no choice. He said, okay, we won't either. But here's then the dilemma. Let's say that they decide to test a rocket and don't tell us. How do we know if that rocket is just a test or it has a nuclear warhead and it's coming at Paris, London, or New York? We have very good intelligence. I think we can tell the difference. But you see how stupid it is to do this, because it can trigger misunderstandings. Another development over there, another development is that Putin just arrested a Wall Street Journal reporter. Just arrested him, a guy named Gershkork. That's his name, Evan Gershkork. He's a very well-known and regarded Wall Street Journal reporter. It's sort of like the New York Times, the Washington Post. Wall Street Journal is more of a financial type newspaper, but it's general news. And he didn't like a headline that was in the Wall Street Journal the other day that said that Russia's economy is starting to be hurt by the sanctions. He didn't like that. So we arrested him. Now, here's the problem. As long as you have American citizens in Russia and you have a guy who's like Hitler or Stalin, which is what Vladimir Putin is like, he can manipulate us. He can torture these people, starve them, beat them, because you can't go in militarily just to get one person. Take Brittany Griner. She was selfish as hell. She's carrying marijuana oil because she's a basketball player and thinks she's a big deal. She's over there suffering, and we had to give them up basically a criminal, an arms dealer, and a war criminal to get her back. In the meantime, Paul Whelan, who is an ex-Marine and wasn't spying either, is languishing over there. We could have used the guy that we used to get Brittany Griner out to get Whelan out. I'm tired of these athletes. And, you know, there are still basketball players, men and women, playing in European leagues who are flying into Russia to play in St. Petersburg and Moscow. We should forbid them to do that. Except for one thing, there was a Supreme Court opinion decades ago that said that the United States government can't forbid a United States citizen to go to any country. You can tell them it's dangerous, but you can't forbid them. I think the Supreme Court has to revisit that opinion, because our entire diplomatic strategy and military strategy is hostage to these idiots like Brittany Griner. Now, what do we do about the Wall Street Journal reporter? He's going to be mistreated by Putin. Putin is desperate. He's desperate. Putin is very much like a melanoma or a chancre or a choriocarcinoma on the body politic. It's not human what he's doing. It's not human what he is doing in Ukraine. And I said yesterday, and I'm going to say some of it quickly now, in modern warfare, this was true, Germany bombing Coventry, bombing Birmingham, bombing London, and then in retaliation, the Allies bombing Cologne and other German cities, which is terrible. These are civilian targets. The Nazis never should have started that. We bombed Hiroshima, Nagasaki. We firebombed Tokyo. Believe it or not, we probably killed more people firebombing Tokyo, a bigger city, than in Nagasaki. However, that is what has happened in all-out modern warfare, and it's wrong. And Ukraine is subject to it right now from the Ruskies. But we have some leverage on them. We have $300 billion in deposits from Russia in our banks, and we have 145 million people in Russia, many of them with banking or savings accounts in Europe or the United States. Confiscate it. Confiscate all of the assets of their oligarchs, of Putin, and all of their citizens who are complicit in doing this. And if any of these citizens go, no, 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 I protested, for instance, Alexei Navalny, okay, then you release his. Take all of that money and immediately put it to work arming Ukraine, as we've been doing, and also rebuilding Ukraine. And tell the commie Ruskies that they have a banking system and a culture that's fraudulent and unsafe. That's why they put money in our banks, and they ain't getting it back. I got news for them. They ain't getting it back. And then I think you have to continue to arm Zelensky. You have fellow travelers of Putin in our U.S. Senate, Ron Johnson. We talked about it yesterday, and it was the front page headline in the Milwaukee Journal today. Ron Johnson is calling into question for the support of Ukraine. So is Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So is Lauren Boebert. So is Josh Hawley. So are the MAGA wing of the Republican Party. They will stand by and watch a genocide in progress, and they will praise Putin. And their leader is Trump. Trump is the one who the other day, when he gave an interview, he said, Putin and Xi are very smart. They met and they set the world order for 100 years. And it's inevitable that Putin will have Ukraine. Trump and all of his followers, fellow travelers and running dogs in the Republican Party are betraying the United States. They're betraying our objectives. They're betraying our people. They're betraying our foreign policy, our allies, not just Ukraine, Europe, NATO, and Western civilization. And why are they doing this? To try to weaken Biden so that they can get into power and continue to steal money to satisfy some of their malignant donors. It's time for patriots to stand tall, not just Democrats. I'm talking about independents and Republicans. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jack.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 37 tonight, under overcast skies, with scattered thunderstorms likely. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 63. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely 32. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open 844-967-278. Now we're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Well, thanks for a great show, Matt. Here's something the American public has to wake up to. In our country, and only in our country, we stand alone on this. The guns are protected more than our children. That's a fact. You can check it out. They don't want to protect the children, but boy, they'll protect the guns. And their latest, as usual, insane idea for how to stop these children from being murdered was more guns. These people have no intellect, no integrity, no honesty, and they always have alternative facts. And here's what I want to close with. I don't know if you played it, but Eric Saul, as he's, I think his name is pronounced, when he was in a committee where Jim Jordan was in charge of just recently, yesterday, and Jim Jordan wanted to subpoena these people, and Eric Saul basically said, how dare you? You've had a subpoena, and you took an oath of office to cooperate. That's 20 days, and you have failed to answer the subpoena that was issued to you. I'll leave that just in the mind of all your listeners. Thanks. Have a great day, Matt, and keep it up.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Excellent point. Let me just respond briefly. We'll go to the next caller. First of all, on the guns issue, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to say something. There are a lot of things we nibble around the edges. We should have red flag laws and this, that, and the other thing. We have got to ban assault rifles. We banned them from 1994 to 2004, and mass shootings in schools went down 70%. You've got to ban those, and that has to be unequivocal. And secondly, yes, you're right about Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is a fraud. He was subpoenaed and he blew it off. He said, no, I won't go. I won't do it. And now he's saying other people should be. This is even a bigger deal. The other day in front of that weaponization of government committee, he had subpoenaed and had testified the right-wing attorney general, Republican of Louisiana. And then he said, none of you Democrats can cross-examine him. They said, what do you mean? We're on the committee. We want to cross-examine him. No, you can't cross-examine him. You didn't let us cross-examine people when you had the January 6th committee. And that's false. They said, that's not true. And he smirked and he closed it down. This guy is bad news, and he should be one of the ones, in my view, that Jack Smith is looking to indict. Thank you very much. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you are next. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Great show, Matt, and great callers. You know, more than anything, I am anticipating voting, and I am going to vote no matter what. And the planned and organized attack on our Capitol, that was planned and organized, multi-state, multi-people. And, you know, and it continues today as they use our legal system, you know, to avoid any consequences and to keep on building their little army and their little safety stations to continue to take over our states through the legal system. And this is one of the ways we have to get our butts out there and vote for Janet Protasiewicz.
Right.
In spite of the lies, every time I hear a lie, it makes me madder and madder, and it makes me want to go a day earlier and get out there and just vote these son of a gun liars out, because all they do is lie, cheat, steal, fraud, and put our kids at risk. I mean, that is the most,
right.
You know, fire comes out my ears, Matt, when I...
Well, Gene, I love your passion. Kids. You're absolutely right. Get out and vote for Janet Protasiewicz. And these ads, remember, the really bad ones are being dumped 6 days, 5 days before the election. Why is that? Because there's no time to go in and get an injunction against them. This is fraud. This is absolute fraud, and they've got to be shut down. You're absolutely right. Thank you for calling. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jake, what's in your mind today?
Hey, man. Well, first of all, jacketless Jim Jordan is a joke. I mean, they don't call the guy Dennis Hastert Jr. for nothing. And then you have that other joke, Dan Kelly. You know, Dan Kelly, who's proud of the fact that he got his law degree from Pat Robertson University, Regent University, one of the absolute worst law schools in America. And that's almost the equivalent of saying you got your business degree from Trump University. So, yeah, Dan Kelly, he was not only a failure the first time around, he's going to be a failure trying to run the second time around.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, it's coming down to the time. I mean, today is Thursday. And Tuesday's the election. We're 5 days away, and there's a lot of data that shows, believe it or not, the electorate starts to move in the last 96 hours. When is the last 96 hours? It starts tomorrow morning. So at that point, it's like an avalanche coming down the mountain. It's going to go one way or the other, and not much you can do. What you can only do now is get out the vote. And that means you, yeah, you, the one that I'm talking to right now, all of you out there, get out and vote. Get your families out and vote. Get your friends out and vote. Talk it up and vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If Kelly wins, we will have gerrymandering for 10 more years. But more importantly, then a gerrymandered legislature will itself pick another gerrymander for the next 10 years. We've already had the first two decades almost of this century gerrymandered. These are not legitimate legislatures. That is commie government. When you have one party getting 50% or more of the vote in the legislative races, but only getting one third of the seats, so the other one gets a veto-proof majority, that is commie government. That is the pretense of law. The Republican Party has given up the rule of law. They have given up the rule of law in favor of just doing anything necessary to take power. If we had 50-50 seats, none of them would be in the legislature. And frankly, some Democrats would not be in the legislature. We'd have a better legislature for it. It's essential to vote for Janet Protasiewicz. And to Bill of Oconomowoc's point about guns, you're absolutely right. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. When you are letting people indiscriminately buy AR-15s, Bill is a hunter, Bill knows guns. You don't just hand a guy an AR-15. We had a terrific call from Mike of Kewaskum the other day, who's a retired police officer. He said, we spend 40 hours of training on our recruits to use, you know, sidearms. I mean, you know, now in North Carolina, they just said you have constitutional carry. You don't even have to have a permit. You don't have to have any training. You can walk in with a beanie on your head with a propeller and get an AR-15. What do you think is going to happen with that? Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.